David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because I have Zach Ullman today, and he is so amazing. He is an amazing business entrepreneur, and he has so much experience to share, to show you how to grow your business, how to expand. And his tagline basically is "Be you can have it all." You know, he's learned from going from level one all the way to level 1,000, you know, and more. And he wants to show people how they could have it all, because everyone can reach their dreams. Your dreams can become your reality. And he's going to show you how. Now, before we start, I just want to give a quick shout out to DMAworld.com. This is a marketing consulting agency, and it's run by a gentleman named Mark. Mark believes that all small businesses should not be scammed by these big marketing consulting agencies. He doesn't want to see your money get stolen from you. He doesn't want to see you get taken advantage. He'd like to work with you and talk to you and show you how you could actually work and grow your business at a reasonable cost and not have to pay a fortune. So go to DMAworld.com, where Mark's waiting for you and love to speak to you. Now let's get back to my special guest that I'm so excited. Zach, can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do?
Well, first off, Stacy, this is thank you for the opportunity to get on here. And it's just, oh man, we instantly clicked. And so I'm thrilled to share what I do. And so I'm the quick version is Indiana farm raised, my dad died when I was 12. I took over the family farm and I thought that was what I was going to do the rest of my life. And then I graduated high school and I was like, oh, this isn't what I want to do. I want to travel the world. I want to help people and I want to make a lot of money. And where I came from, you know, the natural progression was college, and it didn't feel right to me. But I started asking around and I started learning about investing and private equity and hedge funds. And I said, oh, they make a lot of money. I want to do that.
Right.
And so I went to college and graduated at the top of my class from Indiana University in 2008. If anyone remembers 2008, it was a horrific time to be a finance guy. I sent out 3,500 resumes over about a 2-year span.
Wow.
And finally got a job at the Chicago Board of Trade. And then that progressed into working for a valuation consulting firm, which I didn't even know what it was. Gained tons of knowledge there about finance and buying and selling businesses and asset valuation. Became a published author. Reached the pinnacle of what I wanted. And I was the most unhappiest I've ever been. I was just like, oh, this is going to be the next 40, 50 years of my life.
Right.
And it was depressing. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. Everyone told me I was on the right path. And then I had a friend that says, you know, hey, come check this real estate thing out. And I started looking at real estate investing and quit my job, jumped on that. I lived in an RV for a year after that because I was just trying to cut my expenses down. And I started my own business. Became very successful at it, started a community of private real estate investors. And then today, we have private equity. We still do real estate. We have, invest in private asset, private businesses and travel the world. And so I accomplished those three things: travel the world, help people make money. And, it's a true blessing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I know when we were previously talking, you gotten through so many struggles, but you overcame them. I have spoken to so many people and I've worked with so many people who, you know, they are struggling either because COVID knocked them down and they lost their businesses and now they're trying to rebuild themselves, but they find that the industry they're in is no longer the same. So they're having trouble build themselves because now they're looking at different industries and they're completely lost because they spent all these years doing specific jobs and now they don't know what to do. And then you have these established businesses that people feel plateaued. Like they have worked so hard to get to this point. They're successful, but they're not reaching the equivalent level that they know they deserve and that their capabilities can make them drive to. So you have people, you know, in that mode of frustration, anger. They just, you know, they just don't know how to move and move forward in a productive manner. How do you have someone, you know, what's your advice for people who are struggling either to make ends meet, to either change their jobs, or even just to advance and to move on, because you want to do something you love. You don't want to be out there and wake up in the morning and drag your feet and say, oh God, I got to go to work today. And you want to be happy. So I knew I threw a lot at you right now, but maybe.
No, it's perfect, because I was that guy. Right. Yeah. I was the person you're explaining. And then I went into a business, and then I was still that person, because I didn't know, I was doing everything.
Yeah.
And so I was making great money, but man, 7 days a week, 16-hour days. But for me now,
right.
You know, so it was a little bit better, but there's all this responsibility, and I have payroll I have to hit. And it's like, oh my God, I've worked my way into another corner.
Yeah.
Of not having full self-expression, of not being able to go on my motorcycle trips, of not, right. And so even though I was working, had my own business, I still felt trapped.
Yeah.
And so I'm an advocate of coaching. I have a personal development coach.
Yeah.
And she helps me get on my own way. I've been meeting twice a week for the last 5 years. I've been in a personal development program for the last 10 years.
Right.
And so what I've learned is not everyone is the same. We're all unique. I help people of every different background. And so what I do is I have this mental framework, and I call it vision to reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then, so what we do is we take a self-assessment of where are you?
Right.
Right. Where are you in your life? What are your skill sets? How much money do you have? What's your relationship capital? What's your time? What's your knowledge? All of these things.
Yeah.
And then we say, okay, where do you want to go? What makes you happy? For me, it was traveling the world. I had this, you know, small town kid from Indiana. I just wanted to go out there and see the world. And for some people, they want to stay at home, but it doesn't matter, right? And so we get an understanding of where they're at. Where do they want to go? What's their skill set? Time, money, knowledge, and relationships. We call it the currencies.
Right.
Because just because you don't have money in the bank doesn't mean you don't have value. And so we help people find their specific value. And then what we do is we create a plan, right? Based on their skill sets, based on where they're at, based on where they want to go. And the challenge is as we were talking in the green room earlier, is everyone's unique. And these, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 programs that are very cookie cutter, follow it my way, this is the way that worked for me, doesn't work for everyone else.
Right.
And so what I would encourage you to do is self-awareness. What are your skill sets? My skill set is finance and business, and I love it. And I became very skilled in sales and marketing, because I thought finance was going to make me rich. But if you're not great at marketing and sales, there's nothing to, you know, there's no operations to run.
Yeah.
And so I pushed myself through that, but I was very intentional.
Yeah.
And so there's two things in my life that I contribute to my success. It's intention and personal responsibility.
Yes.
And, you know, my coach is always asking me, what's your intention right now? What's your intention right now?
Right now,
what's your intention?
Yes.
And then she's always like, well, how are you responsible for that? And there's days I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, I can't be responsible for that. She goes, well, do you want to be responsible for that? Because if you choose to be responsible for that, then you can actually do something about it.
Right.
And I remember one of my first coaching calls 12, 15 years ago, is he just wiped the floor with me about personal responsibility, because I was blaming my boss.
Yeah.
I was blaming everyone else. And I've never been talked to like that. He goes, Zach, you need to wake up and take responsibility for your life. You're at where you're at because of who you are and what you've done and the choices you've made. And if you quit blaming everyone else, you're going to get somebody, you know, he just went on this rant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I've never been talked to like that before. My head wanted to explode because of the tension.
Yeah.
And I told myself, I'm paying this guy, right? I'm going to take it. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to get through the suck. 5 minutes later, my life changed, because I had this thought. I said, if I'm responsible for where I'm at, that means I could be responsible for where I'm going.
Yes.
I don't need permission for a raise. I don't need a permission. I don't have to wait for anybody to give me anything.
Right.
Go and grab it.
Yes.
And I just kept running and running and running, being intentional, taking responsibility. And, you know, 20 years later, I'm living my dream life.
So it's really, you know, you have to have a mindset where you think big, because if you limit, it's, that's what it seems. If you limit yourself, okay, as long as I get to this level, I'm good. But if you put in your head, I want to be here. And then that gives you, it seems like it energizes you and it gives you the strength. And as long as, like you said, you have the intention, you know how to, you know where you're at, and you know how the steps of exactly what you want to do, and you kind of organize it and stabilize an objective and a strategy, it seems like you really could elevate to any level, because your mindset is saying you can do it, you can do it. So it's really a matter of changing that mindset, I think. Is that what you're trying to explain?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, there's this, it's like your thoughts become your reality is like your thoughts become your words become, there's this beautiful quote and don't remember it exactly, but what I have personally experienced is every time I reach a goal, it's really exciting. And then I get depressed.
Right.
Like, and so I got my dream job, excited through the roof. And then it was like, now what?
Right.
I quit my dream job and started a business. Exciting. Now what?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I made the money I wanted. Exciting. Now what? I was sitting in Dominican Republic. We were traveling, my dream of traveling. We've been digital nomads for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down and I was depressed. And my coach is like, well, what's going on? And I said, I'm out of gas. I don't want to work. She goes, oh, you quit creating. Right. Mm-hmm. You quit creating. And so I was like, oh my God, I did. I did it again. Right. And so I've just learned the question is now what?
Now what?
Because I've learned happiness for me, and I've seen it in other people, because I've been in this world for so long of coaching.
Yeah.
That self-fulfillment, like that joy, whatever you call it, for me and many other, it comes from overcoming something.
Yes.
Right. And so it's like, I got that job. I traveled the world. I went, and I was telling you earlier, I go on these epic motorcycle rides. I go on these crazy adventures for the mere fact of I did it.
Right.
And so I get to feel that pride. I get to feel that achievement.
Yeah.
And that brings self-satisfaction. And so I don't care what it is, like doing something hard fills your life with joy if you can accomplish it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And I've created something so big that it's just a life mission. It's like, how do we end human suffering? Like that's a mission that I can spend the rest of my life with.
Oh,
never
me too, for sure. Oh my God.
And so that's what gets me up in the morning. It's like, okay, I gotta get that help. Go help one more person. Go do one more thing. Go, you know, we have organizations all over the world.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
And it's all based on how can I help people?
Yes, yes. Oh, I love that. That's been my drive, is that passion to help. And I think that's what gets my tank full every day, is because I'm doing something that I love, and I love to help people. So it's like every day I feel that surge of energy, because I think it's really having a purpose, having a passion, and being able to fulfill that, you know, and you can make those long-term goals and you can make those short-term goals, it seems, but as long as you're on the track and you're really filling in that passion and you're doing that, what you have purpose for, that you have a purpose in life. I think it seems like that could be your motivation, your drive to
success. That's the secret, in my opinion, that's the secret to happiness, is having a purpose, knowing your purpose and working every day at your purpose. And so, you know, that's what I love, meeting people like you, because it's like, oh, somebody else that gets it. Like you're sharing your message to the world. You're making a difference. You're writing your 20 books. You're contributing to the world of evolution.
Yeah.
Because we all have to go through our own version of suck.
Right.
To get to that. Like, we have to earn happiness. have to earn it, right? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've cried. I've been on the floor crying.
Oh, for sure.
I can't tell you how many times. I don't know.
I've
where
been
to
there
go.
With you.
I don't know what to do. I call my coach. She says whatever it is she needs to say, get me up, go back out and get after it. And I've just learned everyone goes through that.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference between the people that make it and the ones that don't is the people that don't make it, they stay there.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And the people that make it pick themselves up out of that and just go get and play on the court of life.
Oh,
and so,
yes.
Right. Don't stay there.
Right. Exactly.
But you got to know we all go through it. Right. Even you and me. Like,
for sure.
It's the human condition.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it really is. Every time that I move two steps forward in life, you know, at one point in my life, I felt like I got knocked back three times, but it was my will. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm not going to let this stop me. And I had that mentality. And it's how did you get that strength, that inner strength? Because not sometimes people have all these repressed emotions or they're just so frustrated. Where did that inner strength in you come from? Like, how did you get that drive when you were getting knocked down so many times?
For me, it was, I was bullied as a kid. And so my dad died when I was 12, you know, we moved around. My mom was a single mom and I used to get picked on a lot and they wanted to throw me out of school. And I was just, you know, I wasn't a farm kid. I was like, want to go out and move. And they're like, oh, you need to be on medicine. You're overactive. And my mom's like, no, he's a kid. Leave him alone.
Yes.
And so it started off with, I'm going to prove all of you wrong.
Yes. I love
it. I was going to prove all of you wrong. I was a nobody in high school, like, you know, just sort of there, but not there. I got picked on. And I just said, I'm going to prove you guys said I was going to be a nobody. Watch me.
Right.
And that just every time I wanted to quit. Because trust me, it happened on a regular basis. I was like, they're not going to win.
Yes.
Right. And then it transitioned to, I became some success. Then it transitioned into, let me show them.
Yeah.
The next person that, right. Let me show you it's possible. And so there's something I'm doing. I'm getting ready to ride a motorcycle from Alaska to Argentina.
No way.
And, yeah. Oh my goodness. And it's like, let me show you, and my project's called For You and the Kids.
I love it.
And the idea is, if you're an adult and you gave up on your dreams, let me inspire you.
Yeah, right? I love it.
And if you're a kid, let me show you that something great takes time. This took me 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And so it's probably going to take 12. I literally bought the motorcycle. I just went and paid for it today. And so, you know, I'm prepping, I'm going to the gym, I'm eating healthy so I can make this big trip and I'm documenting it all. I'm like, hey, great things take time. This isn't a microwave society. And,
and the
challenge I see is these young people that haven't accomplished anything. They buy these programs or these books or whatever, 30, 60, 90 days of success, and they don't get the success. And then they start self-defeating themselves and they think it's them. And then they just quit on life. And it's like, so I want to inspire people. Life is great and it's hard, and that's the joy of it.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. And that's so true. Like, we live in a quick society. Like, everybody wants everything right away in this new generation.
Right.
And nothing happens right away. It's baby steps, I think, you know, from my own perception. And you have to work at it, you know, and these programs that they put out there is just a bunch of bull. You know,
They get me riled up because I see, because people want a great life. People want to be healthy. People want a great marriage.
Sure.
People want money in the bank.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I see these people selling these things and it's, you know, it took them 15 years to get it themselves, but they're selling the context concept that it can be done in 30, 60 days. And, you know, and to me, you know, I think it lacks integrity.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I think we got to be honest with the people and set the proper expectations.
Right.
So when they don't hit it in 30, 60, 90 days, they don't think they're a failure.
Yes. I agree 100%. You know, because I feel like, you know, people have to understand that all these things you just mentioned, you know, these are the stepping stones to success. You know, you're going to go through your ups and your downs. You're going to go through points where you've accomplished your goals and then you feel stagnant. Well, what next? I just done
it. What next?
you know, and then you get that stuck mode, like, I don't know what to do, you know, and it's like, it's really like creating that, you know, mental strategic plan in your head of what your purpose is and where you want to see yourself. Where do you want to see yourself in 3 months? Where do you want to see yourself in 9 months? Where do you want to see yourself in 3 years or 12 years, you know, and just giving your idea in your head, and directions do change, but at least you have a guide or a sense of where your journey is headed. And then if there are pivots and your journey takes you in a different direction, and if it's a good direction, keep following it, go for it, you know, but you have
but you have a baseline. And so what I tell people, have your baseline. And then, you know, people come to me for advice. And
right.
I say the same thing my coach says. I said, does it align with what you're committed to?
Right.
Because I don't know if it's good or bad, right or wrong for you.
Right.
Where are you going?
Right.
And then I'll tell you if it'll help you get there sooner or if it takes you off course.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's so important to have the destination in mind. Because if you don't, you're going to say yes to stuff that doesn't get you there, or you're just going to say yes to everything. And not, I used to be one of those, you know, I was yes to everybody.
Yeah.
And
me too. I was the same way.
At the cost of my own future.
Yeah.
And so, but today I know exactly where I'm going. I have it planned out with my coach.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly who's going to be there, you know, and then it changes, like you said.
Yeah.
But I know, but when an opportunity comes into my life and I get to say yes or no, I go, does it align with what I'm committed to?
Yeah.
Is it going to get me to the next check mark in my life?
Yeah.
If it does, I say yes. If it doesn't, I say no. And it's really simple.
I love that. I like the idea that, does it align with what I do? And is it going to take me to the next step? Because sometimes people I see with clients of mine, they get pivoted in so many different directions.
Oh, it's, I could do this and I could do that.
Yeah.
Like when I first got in real estate investing, that was sort of the break into the entrepreneurism. I spent 18 months going twice a week to my coaching stuff. It was a community. Before I did a deal, because I started off with thing A, then thing B, and it was hard. I didn't want to talk to people and I had social anxiety. So I just kept changing, thinking it was going to be different. And every one I got, the stopping block was, for me, I don't want to talk to people because I'm afraid of them.
Right.
And so I had to get through that fear, and I just stayed in one direction, one focus. And that's when I had success.
How did you break through that fear? Because that's a big barrier in people's life, is breaking through the fear. That's a very hard thing, because people, you know, sometimes fear takes over people's lives and they are so scared and they don't know how to break through that fear. What's your advice about that?
Oh my gosh. So we were talking about this. There's so many things I have, but for me, when I was, you know, I have different levels of it. And so when I was quitting my job transitioning out of my job into entrepreneurism, I had to drive 200 miles every Thursday and every other Saturday to go to my meeting, my entrepreneur meeting, real estate investor meeting. And it sucked. I had to drive through Chicago traffic. I had a car, an old Saturn that, you know, the tires would go flat, the radiator leaked. I had no air conditioner. I was afraid of people.
Yeah.
And so I said, I know what happens if I don't go. And I was just so disappointed in that life.
Yeah.
I was just so upset with the life I was living.
Yeah.
And I said, if I don't get in that car, nothing's going to change.
Right.
Nothing's going to change. And so I got in the car and I just drove. And so I started thinking about what happened, because most people aren't connected to what happens if you don't do something.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
They're like, what happens if I don't? And so most people think of, well, what happens if I do something?
Yes.
But they're not present to the opportunity that's lost by not taking action.
Right.
And then I just started reading personal development books. I started just surrounding myself in this context of personal development.
Yes.
And focus less on my skill set, because I was highly developed in my skill set of finance.
Yes.
But I was poorly developed in the world of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In self discovery. And so I just spent a lot of time there. And what I learned was, we're all the same. We're all horrified of people. Most of us. There's, you know, there's, and so I've just self self-help books, however you want to call them, just really understanding myself and how we act as humans. And I go, they're equally as afraid of me. So if they're afraid of me and I'm the nice guy and I open up the conversation first and I recognize that I'm nervous, they're nervous, we can all, and it just started talking.
Yeah. Wow. You know, that's so true. You know, we tend to, even outgoing people, you can be very outgoing, but the fear of rejection, the fear of what ifs, those what ifs in the back of your head. You know, a lot of times, even I'll catch myself sometimes, you'll stop yourself because what if, you know, and it's like, it's breaking through those little things that can really make you succeed, you know, and I think that's a great idea. Those self-help books, you know, go into specific authors that are really authentic and sincere, and not go into a book that's going to try to sell you on something, but go into an author that truly develops their time and energy in helping the human being become a better human being.
Yeah. And then, you know, in the context of what if, you know, I've been through so many programs and personal development, and it's my life right now. Cause I get coached and I also coach others.
Yeah.
And so it's funny. I said, I was joking with my friends. I said, my life is a training and development program. I am, some people are like, well, I don't want to do that program. I'm like, I'm in a program right now called Life. And I'm like, Oh, there I go again. I'm starting to doubt myself. Oof.
Yes.
Right. And it's just like that constant self-realization. There I go again.
Yeah.
And when you said, what if, it was like, for me, it's like, well, what if it does work? What if it does work? Right. What if it, what, you know, cause we've traveled, one of my goals was to travel. And so, I'm in Colombia right now and you know, I don't speak Spanish. My wife is Puerto Rican, so she speaks Spanish. And so every time I go out, like, I have no idea. Like, because I'm just living in these worlds, and we were in Bali and Thailand and
awesome.
So all, you know, not a lot of English speaking spaces. Yeah. So every time I go out, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
And it's easy for my mind to go, well, what if I can't get around?
Yeah.
And so today is like, well, what if this person could help me? What if I could figure this thing out? And so it's the context of the questions that we ask ourselves.
Right.
And so I really work intentionally.
Yeah.
On asking myself the right question to get the answer that I want.
Yeah.
As opposed to asking the question that I know will lead me to a disempowered personal self.
Right. Right. Oh,
but
God,
it takes work because the natural human condition, I think, is to go disempowered.
Yes.
Right. Naturally. Yes. Right. Well, what if it doesn't work? And what if I lose all my money? And that I mentioned, I moved into an RV for a year.
Yeah.
With the idea of, well, if it doesn't work out, I have this RV paid for in cash and I pay rent. I pay the electricity bill for my friend.
Right.
So I went and I said, I'm not quitting. And in the back of my head, it was like, well, what if I fail?
Right.
It was still there. It never goes away.
Yeah.
And I just acknowledge it and say, you know, I have just little things that help me acknowledge it and don't feed it.
Can you share some of that acknowledgement? How do you don't feed into it? Because so many people feed into it. I even find myself feeding into it at times, you know, I've pull myself out.
Yeah. And so I learned I'm not my thoughts.
Yes. I love that.
I am not my thoughts, because we have some weird thoughts. Right?
Yeah.
I do. It's like,
Every human being does.
I would never entertain that thought.
Yeah.
Right. But they come in automatically.
Right.
Automatically. And so this is why I tell myself, I say, oh, thanks for sharing. I don't want to accept that. Thanks for sharing. I don't want to accept that.
Right.
Thanks for sharing. That doesn't align with what I'm committed to.
I love it.
And so it's just like, but I used to think that thought was me.
Yeah.
And I've learned it's not.
Right.
And so if you can, and this is a skill set, because when I first started meditating, I would fall asleep. I just kept going and going. And I had this brain that was just a beast. It would run me, right?
Yeah.
And so I was able to shut all those thoughts down. And it was through these processes. And then I started being able to meditate and really, you know, go deep inside of that. And so today it's a practice like anything else in life.
Right.
And so the other thing I've really learned that has helped me with this, and this was a world that I lived in called integrity. I took an entire seminar on integrity, and they said the reason you have that crazy mind is because you have uncommunicated communications.
Right.
You have things in your life that aren't complete. Mm-hmm. You have all of these things that lack integrity in that context. And so I started cleaning my room. I started, apologizing to the people that I was a jerk to.
Right.
All of those things that were in my mind, I took personal responsibility for it.
I love it.
And I completed it. So it didn't have a space in my mind.
Gotcha.
And so I see people out there in the world, they cheat on their spouses and they think it doesn't affect them.
Right.
They cheat in business and they think it doesn't affect them.
Right.
They do incomplete work and they think it doesn't affect them.
Right.
But it's always on their mind.
Yes.
And if it's always on their mind, there's no space for the next thing.
Yeah.
And so I spent a bunch of time completing things in my life to get it out of my mind.
Yes.
So I could create the next thing intentionally.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah. Because no matter what you do, you always have, it's just humans. We have a sense of guilt. You could repress that and try to shove it.
Oh, totally. You shove it down. You can feed it with alcohol. You can feed it with food. You can whatever. And guilt was a big one for me too.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was I want to make people happy. I'm a yes guy. Right?
Yeah.
And so, but when I was saying yes to them, I was saying no to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't, I hate being put in uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
But what I've learned now is if I don't say it, it'll be on my mind.
Okay.
Right. And then if it's on my mind, there's no space to create the next thing.
Right.
Now, I think the caveat with that is you don't want to go around being a jerk to people.
No.
Because some people think, well, he's authentic. And that gives them an excuse to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Right. So I've learned how to have authentic, compassionate conversations.
Right.
Because the people that I'm working with, they haven't had 20 years of personal development. They don't get coached twice a week. They don't read the same books as I do.
Right.
And if I think they should know better, well, that's shame on me.
Yeah. Right?
That's not taking responsibility for who I am.
Right.
And so my coach calls me on all the time. She goes, how could have you made that gone different?
Yeah.
And we look, I could have said this, which, right. And so we just to not feed into this beast called self-destruction or feed into the garbage thinking.
Yeah. And I like that. And I like the point that you made that, sometimes, and I saw myself falling into that too, is that, you think the person is on the same level as you. We have to remember everybody is on a different level. And sometimes we might talk to somebody and try to open them up to a different way of looking at things. But if they're not reading or learning things like where we are, they're not going to see things from the same perspective. And even their childhood and the way they grew up might alter it if they don't fix it. And 70% of the nation is dysfunctional. So that shows you right then and there that most people don't fix it. They repeat the behaviors. So, you can't really communicate with someone the way you think they're going to understand. You have to speak on their level and say, okay, how is this person, how are they, really metabolizing this information in their brain, and then try to figure a way to communicate with them. On that
right.
sense.
What's the filter? What's their filter? Because I have my filter, and I fully realize that just because I say it that way, there's somebody that's more conscious than I am that has more time and more more experience in this world of life and personal development. And we can only receive information at where we're at.
Yeah.
And so I can give it from where I'm at. But And so I think that's the world of, especially in business, is why, it was Warren Buffett had this experience. He offered to work for Charlie Munger for free. And Charlie says, the price, your price is still too high. mm-hmm. because he just didn't have enough time in the seat. He doesn't have enough experience.
Right.
And there's no other way to get it than just to go do the thing.
Yeah. Like,
go talk to the people. Go read the books. Go swing the bat. Go do whatever it is that you want to get developed in.
Right.
And then you actually have some context and some feedback for the feedback loop to understand what the next step is.
Right.
And that's the journey, right? The self-discovery, the struggle, or however you want to, the problem solving, because then you get, when you do accomplish your goal, at least for me, it's like, then you get pride.
Yes.
Like, I did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Now, if you had to give people advice, what would be some suggestions? If, you know, you've already given tons of advice in this conversation, but is there anything that stands out to help people grow in their business, you know, and to give them, you know, anything that we didn't really tap onto or something that you want to emphasize a little bit more?
Oh, so I'm a big advocate of frameworks, like mental mm-hmm. frameworks. And so my mental framework is, where am I? Where do I want to go? What's my currencies, time, money, knowledge, relationships? And then, because once you have that, it's just a matter of doing the work.
Yeah.
Now, the challenge with that is if you've never been somewhere, you don't know the map, right?
Yeah.
And so I would say work with a coach. I'm just such an advocate of coaches.
Oh, me too.
Now, right. And so now the next question is, well, there's a lot of coaches out there. Which one's right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people portray themselves as coaches, but they've never gone through the suck themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's like, I tell people, I said, if your coach doesn't have a coach, consider they're not a coach.
Right.
Because how can they coach you on life, and what are they accomplishing if they don't have one? Right. They have the same human tendencies as
yes.
you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, my coaches, I've paid a lot of money for coach. The most expensive yeah. coach I ever paid was $1,000 an hour.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready for it. I was not ready for $1,000 an hour coach. And today I still don't pay that much. And so when you're first starting off, I call this the mastermind matrix. Again, it's a mental framework.
Yeah.
Is, you know, specifically in business and real estate, before you go and hire that coach, you have to figure out, are you committed to this? Because if you're not 100% committed, don't even waste the money.
Yes, right? Exactly.
And so if you're new to this, I would say go to YouTube, go to Google, start understanding what you want to get into.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to use real estate because that's what I help a lot of people with. And so if you want to get into real estate, go actually see what it takes before you spend the money on coaches, before you go spend the money on education. Go to the free YouTube. Go get as much of the baseline information, because the information that these coaches are going to share with you, it's everywhere for free.
Right.
In my opinion, what a good coach will do is help you put the puzzle pieces together that you learned.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go out there and learn and do all of this stuff. And then you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. Then you didn't waste a bunch of money.
Exactly.
And you learned something. And so if you want to keep going, you're like, oh yeah, I'm committed to this. I'm committed. Then, you know, go buy an entry level program, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500. Something that focuses more on information and process, so you can understand what a successful process looks like. And then move down the progression of a group mastermind, because most people that I talk to think they need this one-on-one back and forth coaching.
Yeah.
But they've never experienced a group mastermind, and there's way more value in the right group mastermind.
Yeah.
And it's way more affordable because obviously it's one person. But I think depending on where you're at in this, and one-on-one obviously is the last one I tell people to focus on, because it's so specific. And as we were talking about earlier, I paid the dude $1,000 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I was only capable of receiving $100 an hour information.
Right.
Right. And so just again, but if you understand where you're at, then you can, you know, you can really understand what the next thing is. And so I would say, you know, work your way up that matrix of free, entry level, right? See if you even want to do this. And the last thing I would say is, if you can't understand what I'm about to say next and it scares you, you will not have success in any industry.
Exactly.
And what that is everything is sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is sales and marketing. I talk to these people, they want to make money, but they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to promote. They don't want to sell stuff. And I said, where does the money come from then?
Yeah.
And it was a hard realization for me because I hated sales.
Right.
Because my natural inclination was used car salesy. Like, I am going to have to give something, get somebody to buy something from me.
Right.
As opposed to make a positive contribution in their life.
Yeah.
And so if you hate sales and marketing, that's one thing I can guarantee. You're not going to have any success because there's going to be no value exchange.
Exactly.
Right. And so if you don't like it, go find someone else that's good at it be good at something else and add value to them. But it's that constant value exchange that, and so people spend their life, and this is where I was for a long time, doing really deep work, but not promoting or not selling or not marketing.
Yeah.
And so I was just broke, but I was really smart.
Yeah.
Right. With no practical experience. And so I had to break through that again, fear of selling. And then but I was passionate about it because I was really there to help the people, not just to sell something.
Right. Right. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. And we talked about, the fear factor. So like you gave a lot of good advice, how to break that fear factor earlier on.
Yeah.
So I think that that's so true. And I even found myself when I was growing in my business, I was great as creator and helping people. But when it came to the marketing part, I was a little bit, I guess, introverted, or even though I was an outspoken person, the fact of asking for money.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
I was in the Midwest. And so it was like, we don't charge people. We do it because we're a good person.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I will give my life away. And I saw money as bad.
Yeah.
Right. And I saw money as bad. I thought it as I was ripping someone off. I saw it. But when you really look at the mechanics of money.
Exactly.
Right. And you really break it down. I've read so many books on money, and just like the esoteric theoretical concept of money, because that's what it really is.
Right.
Versus this, thing that people just think it's from a dollar bill. No, that's a representation of something. I used to be a valuation consultant. And I had to understand value, and I valued human beings.
Yeah.
I have valued software. I have valued some of the most craziest things you can think of. And I was like, what is value?
Right.
And why is it worth this? And so this mental gymnastics, and it's so clear to me 20 years later.
Yeah.
Right. But I had to go through that mental gymnastics of understanding it. And even today, I just keep raising, like I just took a position and I threw some crazy number out there. I was afraid to say it. And she said, yes. I was like, oh, right. But it was, again, my own mental constraint of what am I worth? What am I, what's my resources worth? And I'm like, oh, I am worth that. I am. Right. And I think delivering on what you said,
right?
Because if you deliver on what you said, and it's an equal value exchange,
right?
So
it's so true. I even had a speaking coach, and he speaks nationwide. He does very well for himself, but he talks about the first time he asked for a very large number, but he's been doing it. He has great experience. He learned, he has a very good skill set, and he asked for that amount, and they said yes, and he almost fell out of his chair. He said because. Right. He just, he couldn't believe they were actually paying, but he, in reality, he was worth it. But in his own eyes, he was afraid to ask for it because he still had that fear factor. Am I worth it? But as soon as they said yes, he was like, and then he realized, oh my God, because sometimes we don't value ourselves enough. We don't give ourselves credit, and that's what people have to do, I think, too.
Yeah. And it's a constant, it's a constant conversation. And, a lot of it for me, it's my crowd that I hang around.
Yeah.
Right. And so I have circles that give everything away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell into that. And then I was like, I have other circles that charge for everything.
Yes.
and I see their life and right. the people that give everything away for free.
Yes.
They don't have a truly fulfilled life in all aspects of their life.
That's very true.
Because their finances aren't in order.
Yeah.
So they can't afford the healthy food. They can't afford that trip. They can't afford the things that would make the whole aspect of life fulfilled.
Yes.
But they have that peace that is fulfilled.
Yes.
Now the rich people, you know, the people that charge for everything, you know, that doesn't automatically mean your whole life is fulfilled.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed is I have the money for healthy food. I have the money for gym memberships. I have the money for my coaching.
Right.
For the things to help me go through that process of self-development to create that happiness. Because,
yes.
you know, someone told me the other day, they said, happiness is not a destination, but a direction.
I like
and
that.
So, right. So I'm headed down that happiness direction. It just keeps getting better. The more I work at it, the more, but I need the money to buy my coaches. I need the money to buy my healthy food.
Right.
And so to you know, and I need the money to hire employees to share my vision and mission with the world.
Yeah.
And so I just created that again. It's like, you have to pay me because I like it. It only works if you get paid.
Right.
Yeah.
And what would you tell those people in panic mode when they don't see the finances coming in and they're starting to panic and their life seems like it's spinning in circles? What would you advise them?
I've been there.
When
I'm there, this is how I got through it, right? What's the worst that could happen?
Right.
What's the worst that could happen? Oh, I'm going to go sleep on my mom's couch.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that. I could do that.
Right.
I've done it before. I got to go sleep on my friend's couch. I could do that.
Right.
It's like, okay, bring it to reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the worst? Like, get out of your mind. Get out of the story of life.
Yeah.
And bring it to facts.
Bring it to facts.
What
to reality
is the worst that could happen?
Exactly.
That's why I bought that RV. Because
mm-hmm.
I went through the mental gymnastics of it. I said, I'm going for this.
I said,
what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is I don't have a place to sleep.
Yeah. Cool.
Bought an RV, paid for it in cash, right? Okay, solved that problem.
Right, exactly.
Right, and so now it's like, well, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I have a place to stay. I'm a resourceful dude. I can make a couple $1,000 a month to eat, to pay my, right? I said,
right.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because I have shelter and I have food.
Right.
Right, and so but I broke it down to facts. And what we do is we start creating stories
mm-hmm.
and then we get entertained and enrolled by those stories. And then we think those stories are real.
Yes. 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 Reality.
In the romance or maybe not the romance is the wrong word, but like,
mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
We have to separate what's reality versus what's your story about reality.
Yeah.
Because what we'll do is we'll find, if we have a disempowering story, we'll find things in our life that support the disempowering story. And then we'll go, see, I told you,
mm-hmm.
I told you it wouldn't work. But the story, it's a story.
Yeah.
And so if we break it down to like, well, what happened? This is what happened. Right.
Yeah.
And then the question is, well, what did you make it mean?
Right.
And so the meaning that we make of life is us.
Yeah.
What actually happened is the lady looked at me. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
What actually happened was I got fired. What actually happened was I have $2,000 in my bank account and my mortgage is $1,500.
Right.
That's the reality.
Exactly. Exactly.
What you make about that reality is either the disempowering or the empowering.
Right.
And so I just bring it down. Obviously, trust me, I have a coach that helps me with this.
Yeah.
And so I tell people, I said, if I had $1,000 left, I would give it to my coach because there's a reason I only have $1,000 left.
Right.
And I want her to coach me out of this.
Yes.
And I see a lot of, especially with new entrepreneurs that don't have a good coach. My coach is super qualified.
Yeah.
the first thing they cut is their coach. And I was like, oh my God, you have no idea what you're not going to make it. And then they don't, they fall into that, the hole that they dug, right?
Yeah.
I forget who said it. It's like, you can't get out of the hole you dug yourself.
Right.
Right. Because if you could, we all would, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important to listen to podcasts like you have, Stacey, and just keep flushing all that garbage out of your mind.
Yeah.
And filling it full of other stuff that is aligned with what you're committed to.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's a perfect answer. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Now, tell people some of the services that you do and where they can find you.
Yeah, so we do, you know, over the years, I've learned a lot. And where I've ended up is, this was always my dream of buying and selling businesses. And so what we do today is we have a private equity firm where we help people start, scale, and sell businesses. And then we take, you know, we can do that for a fee, or we can help people partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main business I'm focused on right now is financial services. And so we can teach people, but where I've really moved to is consulting people that already know how to make money, already people that have assets. And I say, hey, let me take responsibility for your finances, because I'm really good at it. And so we help people with making more money, scaling their businesses, removing themselves from their businesses,
right,
so that they can have that fulfilled life and not work 7 days a week, 20 hours a day, like it seems. We help people with tax strategies, bookkeeping, life insurance, all of those financial services.
Yeah.
My company does. And what we do is we help you put it together, because what I've learned is, if you go talk to if you go talk to a website developer, your problem is your website. If you go talk to a life insurance, well, you need life insurance. If you go talk to whoever you're talking to,
yeah,
your problem is whatever they have to sell.
Exactly.
And so we've taken it, and I say, I have a financial model. We do 10-year projections. I say, okay, let's look at, again, same framework. Where are you? Where do you want to go? What are your resources? And then maybe that financial product is good for you, but it's not good for the next person.
Right.
Maybe real estate is good for you, but not for the next person. Maybe whatever it is, but we have it all. So I don't have to sell you with what I have. We can work with your professionals. I'm just the interpreter, the financial interpreter. So that's what I spend my time with now. And so we have a website called learnandgrowrich.net. With the context of, you know, if you want to achieve the next level of happiness, financial, whatever it is, you have to learn something.
Yes.
And so again, learnandgrowrich.net is where you can find us.
That's excellent. Yeah. I love this. This has been such an amazing podcast, and we've talked about it. You had mentioned that you're very interested in coming on, maybe doing a series, because you have valuable information to share. And I would love to do a series with you, and we could talk about different, you know, areas where we could help people advance in their business, in their obstacles, and how to get over the hump so they can reach their goals, and how they could turn their dreams into reality, because everybody has the power to turn their dreams into a reality. It's just learning and having someone guide you through it. And
that's it.
Right.
I would love it. And so I'm excited about it, because there's just so much. It's simple, but there's so much to it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And that's with anything in life, you know, and, you know, we're going to break it down so we make it easy for people to understand, and we're going to take them to the next level, because you have the ability to get them there. And I want to share your knowledge with the world. This is amazing. I thank you so much for being on this podcast. This has been an amazing time, and I can't wait to have you back on. This has been great. Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you for the opportunity, Stacey. I'm excited to come back.
Yes. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.